All right, how are you guys doing? It's just me today, and this episode is sponsored by Every Plate. It is just me for just today only. Tardy was actually with his kids. He's with his kids, which is, I mean, we all got to be hanging out with our kids at some point in our life. You know, if we make the dang things, we got to hang out with them every once in a while. Someone's going to take that the wrong way. I already know. We've changed up the style that we do these episodes. Changed the way we've started doing these episodes, and it's more or less just going to be a little bit more personal. That the podcast room should look a little bit different now, a little bit more bright, crisp, and clean. You guys are looking at me right now. If you guys are just listening through us on audio, I feel bad for you because we look really, really good on the old tubes. I mean, I think I look pretty good. There is a little bit of stuff moving in the southern portion of Ukraine. And by the way, come up, I think probably starting tomorrow, you guys will not see this screen anymore like it is with all the shadows on it and stuff like that. We're actually going to be pulling this feed directly into the computer, which will make it really crisp and clean. So this, we should never have any more glares and whatnot. This just should be done after this. I've been kind of just waiting on the part, to be honest with you guys. So that was pretty good. Anyway, back over to my beautiful face. I'm going to tell you guys, there's some stuff happening in the southern portion of the country, which I'm pretty excited about. I think Ukraine is making a little bit more. I just need them to keep on advancing on. You know what I mean? I'm excited for them. I need them to. I personally think everybody in the world wants them to, for God's sakes, other than the super, super right-leaning part of the Republican Party. They're about the only ones that are like, nah, we don't really want that. But down here, we are same kind of area. You guys, here I can go ahead and do a little bit of zooming in action. We got the old Robitaille. We all know what Robitaille is. It's been the talk of the town. Okay. Now the Russians do have a very small chunk. They've moved as you guys can tell, they've shifted a bunch of their forces to the very southern edge of that city, which is probably a smart thing. But look at this. Look at this line that is running. It's pretty stacked now. You guys see that? Look at that. We are going to be looking at some aerial images with some guys. It could have been a gal, I guess, but I would assume it's a guy because it's on a guy's profile, but I don't know. He could be called whatever he would like to be. He has gone through and actually put in very, very fine lines of trench systems and so on and so forth, but this is what we're looking at. They're getting closer and closer and closer to this, the next town that is just south of them. Now, we do know that on the other, well, you can probably actually see it right here. No, not really. But there is a road that is a two-track that we talked about that runs somewhat here on the outer edges on the eastern side of that city, so, or town. We'll call it more of a town. But that's what we got going on. I got to go, way to go, way to go there. Oh, Ukrainians. Now, there is a video that we're going to watch together. You know, like I said, remember, this is the last time you guys are going to see it posted up here on this screen like this. It'll be overlaid directly with you guys. But we have this video. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, Wagner is getting a little bit upset, and I'm sure some of you guys have actually seen this, but they're getting a little bit upset over the fact that Russian authorities are now ordering the graves of all Wagner fighters to be, well, I don't know if it's all of it, but Wagner fighters to be actually torn down. I don't know if they're excavate, or what's that? It's not the word excavating. What is a word? What is a word when you remove a human remains? Oh, this is what's great. I here we go. Exhuming. I don't know if they're exhuming the bodies. I could actually pronounce the other way. I'm sorry. Wow. I'm not the most intelligent individual, as you guys do know. Anyway, I don't know if they're removing the bodies or not, but this is one of those kind of you mess around and you find out moments. But we're going to go ahead and watch this. Oh, my God. So this is crazy. Look at him. He's wearing his shirt, too. Come on, people were dying in Russians. They gave their lives. They did, okay. They did give their lives. What are you doing? We aren't even scared of God. Are you not afraid of anything? Look at the stacks. Look at all the crosses. These are all the guys who died. The 2023, look at this. That's crazy. That's wild. That really is pretty wild. That's wild. Look at them all. They're stacking them. They threw everything away that's Wagner related. Look at all that. Wow. They used to be graves? Hold on a sec. I haven't watched this, by the way, so I don't know what they're doing. These all used to be graves of Wagner's? What are they doing with them? Look like they're building a road over them? What is going on here? Are they literally building a road over the top of this? It looks like they're literally building a road over the top of the graves. What? Are they building a road over the top of the graves? I mean, I'm gonna throw this out there. Like, we have there's yes, the Prigozhin and the Wagner and all that. They're really they were bad, but I mean, they're still men that were fighting for their country or for a reason, I guess. But that's pretty crazy. My God, I don't know. I was trying to see maybe down here in the comments, are they building a road over it, or is that what's going on here? It looked like they were literally building a road over the top of the graves. God bless. See, that's not like a big morale boost, you know, for the Russians. Think about that. It's not a big morale boost. You got guys that actually, it's mainly, I don't think there's any gals inside of, not that I know of, in Wagner's, but you have a bunch of guys that literally gave their life for their country, and now they're removing all the headstones, which is crazy, and then looks like they're building a dang road over the top of it. Now, I think Tokmak, look at this, Tokmak's, what's going on here? Oh, I can't show that. I don't know what's going to happen there. Okay. Oh, this I already know about this one. Yeah, they hit a do you guys know this? They hit a munitions depot area over there in Tokmak yesterday. So now Tokmak is now in the let's just go over the interactive map. Yes, Tokmak. You know the one that's down here? Tokmak right down here, this little circle. You guys see that? Bam, right there. We're gonna center it up for you guys. This is what I'm talking about. That area. Okay. We really need to get down here. And there's no very, I think, it's a little pocket we really need to get to on the Ukrainian side. They say the land bridge is now under some issue. I don't think that to be the case. Not just yet. Not just yet. I think we got to push down even farther to really put a little bit of pressure on Tokmak, even though I guess Tokmak is trending. Another captured. I can't show that because I know what's going to happen there. Additional information coming out from enemy sources, this time Wagner. Okay, so Wagner still put, confirms that armed forces of Ukraine breached the second line of defense in the Tokmak direction. That's a pretty decent little image right here. Okay, Robotyne. Okay, we already know that they've been pushing through. So, okay, there's a little bit more visual confirmation of what we've already been talking about, which is this right here, that line. So we're gonna peel through some more of this news. A lot of it's coming from ISW. They've been doing a pretty good job over the last couple of days of posting some decent stuff for us here. The Ukrainians have made they've made some very, very significant gains in the ones we're talking about down here in the south. There hasn't been anything going up in the northeast portion of this. This was as of August 26th. This was yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, though. So it's still a little, it's stale. I would say it is somewhat stale, but this is that geolocated footage that was published. These are those lines that this George Barros guys was actually put up. This is over the last 24 hours. So look at this ditch. Look at this anti-tank ditch. Okay, this is leading down in that Novo. I'm just going to call it Novo area. Okay, we all know which one I'm talking about, just south of Robotyne. Look at this. Devil's Ditch, obstacles all the way through. These guys took some time. Look at these three different lines of defensive they got to go through. So you have a tank ditch. You have Dragon's Teeth, I guess you would want to call them, the big white triangles. And then we also have this is going to be a trench system on the backside. So, yes, it is going to be slow moving, but guess what? I mean, this kind of stuff, people having this is great for us to look at. People take a lot of time, do a lot of research, and this is exactly where it is. So this is that area. Look at this. The Ukrainians have pushed down just south. Here's Robotyne right here. Here's that Nova area I'm talking about, and these are the lines that we are looking at. See these ones right here? It looks good. I'm actually fairly – I like the visual stuff that people are putting out here. We're talking about 2.5 kilometers of the Great Anti-Vehicle Ditch, next major military engineering obstacle within the Russian layered defense. So much good information out there. What does this guy say? We recessed the Russian control line to the fighting positions behind the Dragon's Teeth. Commercially available satellite imagery indicates that most Russian forces and heavy equipment are deployed south of the Dragon's Teeth. Okay, so the land between the ditch and the Dragon's Teeth is likely heavily mined. That would make a little bit of sense. So we got Dragon's Teeth and anti-tank ditch, which is going to slow down the Brads and so on and so forth to move forward. And then between the Dragon's Teeth, which is right here. Can you guys see that? Yeah, you guys can. I cannot wait till we get this thing changed so you guys can just pull it directly to you guys. So Dragon's Teeth to this ditch is going to be heavily mined. Yes, I can believe that 100%. I do see a road. Looks like a main MSR on this northwestern portion. But I don't know. I think this is pretty good. I think we're seeing some good stuff coming out. I think so, at least. That's just me. I love seeing this kind of stuff. What do we got? A Ukrainian command. And you guys also, please let me know if you guys... Do you guys enjoy these style of episodes where they're not really placed? Like, I used to put them all together, and yeah, I used to spend 3 hours typing up all this stuff, and now I just kind of just do it at the whim. I've been doing it so long, but I don't know if you guys enjoy these kind of like random ones as we go along. Maybe you guys don't. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. On different pages, like, different stuff's trending. I have Talk Mock trending, Multiple trending, the Cowboys, my Cowboys, and Ukrainian Nazis. What the heck? I got to click on that one here in a second, I guess. It's just more real time. I know when I was building those last episodes over the last year or so, year and a half, I would build something out, and then as I would go film it, stuff would be coming out. I'd be like, gosh, dang it, I don't know how to fit this thing in. Now we just kind of roll with it. Reuters, wow, okay. Let's just take a look at this. See, like, I haven't even read any of this stuff. Ukraine will speed up advance on Southern Front. This is what the commander says. This was actually this morning. Oh, no, excuse me, yesterday. Once again, this was from yesterday. What's this? Ukrainian soldiers of a separate assault battalion, Skada, entered Roboton. Okay. Look at these images that are coming through. God, it's just beat up. It is just beat up. We're sitting here in America enjoying our lives. These guys over there are absolutely, hopefully they're just hammered down on them in this area. Well, so let's actually read what it says. We don't stop here, commander said. Skala, not Skada. Next, we have the town of Berdyansk. What? Wow. Their goal, not Robotyne, it is the sea of... Oh, wow. Okay. That gives me a little bit of goosebumps. These guys are putting some fat goals out there. Yes, there's 100 kilometers from Berdyansk. This is what they say. That is their goal. So this is what their goal is. So this is what I'm talking about. So right through here, busting through down all the way here, Berdyansk is way down over here. Okay. There's Berdyansk way down there. All right. So if they're talking about doing that, that's 100 kilometers all the way to that tippy top. Or tippy bottom. Well, it doesn't make any sense. That means they can cut off multiple from Mariupol and so on and so forth. And that would give them some, I don't know, they can actually make a little bit of advancements through here. But look how stacked it is. I always just want people to remember. Look how stacked it is right there. If they're able to push all the way down through, my God. But look at the water. Yeah, look at the water. They got to go through. They have to go through around all this. Definitely going to have to go through a little bit of terrain features. But I like it. I like those kind of objectives. He says they're going to make it all the way down to Berdyansk, huh? What else is this guy going to say? Moscow has not confirmed that Ukraine is advancing Roboton. Of course, they haven't. Yeah, U.S. officials said last week that Ukrainian forces did not appear likely to be able to reach and retake Melitopol. Okay, so we have the Ukrainians claiming they're going to be in Berdyansk, and the United States is also stating they're not even going to make it to Melitopol. So that's, I'm glad we're all on the same page here. Thank God. What else we got going on here with our life? We passed the main roads. All the main roads were mined. We're coming to those lines where we can go forward. I'm sure we'll go faster from here. So this guy's claiming that all the main roads that were mined, the ones aren't going to be Okay. There's only, he said that there's two houses still left under Russian control inside of Roboton on the southern portion of that city, or that town, village, whatever you want to call it. We are moving to liberate all territories. This story has been corrected to change the commander's call sign to Skala. Okay, well, there we go. All right, well, I'm actually pretty happy with them. Good. Good job, Ukrainians. I love it. All right, so with the busy season just around the corner, you guys can count on Every Plate. Now, to make your meal times easier without compromising on quality, Every Plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood ranking, so you guys know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. I'm telling you guys, make sustainable choice this August. Every Plate is offering you guys. Every Plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions and makes their meals to where they have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than the supermarket meals that you guys have with the same portions. Plus, nearly all the packaging meets materials that are recyclable. In most areas inside the United States. Now, Every Plate provides plenty of delicious variety, so you guys will never get stuck cooking in a rut. You don't want to be in a cooking rut. Nobody wants that. So with 26 tasty and affordable recipes that change every single week, including 15 minutes or less dinners and dinner to lunch dishes, it's easy to find something and flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day. Plus, add even more delicious options to your order with up to 22 convenient sides, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. These meal kits are so well known. This is what's setting Every Plate apart. I'm telling you guys, they're also the lower price point is something you guys need to think about as well. At first, I was really skeptical, thinking meal kits might be really expensive, but now I'm convinced you guys can get the same deliciousness at a much, much lower price. Hey, I'm telling you guys, check them out. My wife loves them, makes her life easy, makes my life easy. I saved a lot of time and money, which is a big deal to me. You need money to feed yourself. You need money to pay the bills. Why not save it in one of the most important portions of your life? Eating. So you guys get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 49ROB. Yes, guys, hear me out. 49ROB. Enter that code. Get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and enter that code 49ROB. Why wouldn't you want to try that out? It's so easy. $1.49? That is amazing. Hey, I just want those out there. That's up to $110 value. Go check it out. I'll be linked at the very top of the description. Get started right now with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ROB. 49 and R-O-B. Now we're going to continue on here. We've got, let's just pull it up. As we go along with our days, because I have not been here with you guys, this is explained. Yeah, they took another kilometer and a half all the way down. As I've already shown you guys this, which is pretty good. We can move on from this. This is another thing I wanted to share with you guys. So a few months, this is what he's saying right here. A few months before his murder, terrorist Prigozhin actually himself said that the war machine, okay, under the guidance of Putin and Shoigu, which would figuratively be called a tank, might actually kill him. Okay. He openly spoke that Putin stopped providing him with inmates from prison. Shoigu stopped supplying Wagner PMC with ammunition, and the system authorities started to prevent him from his success. Okay, now you guys got to remember, I just want you guys to think about this as well. Remember, Shoigu has his own PMC. So Shoigu, it would make sense for him to not want to have Prigozhin around, because then he can actually use his own men, facilitate his own weapons and ammunition, everything for his, like, it would make more sense, right? So when you look back on it, that didn't really, I mean, I think myself and Willie actually talked about that. It's really not that big of a deal. We're used to it. Like, that's something, I say we're used to it. That's something the Russians have been used to. I mean, that's what it is. But I do have this video, which I would love to share with you guys. It's him talking. It's already done up. It's only 35 seconds. We're going to play it. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll go and try to read some of it. Wow. Prigozhin. Not here anymore, but here we go. Of course, there is responsibility for our guys, responsibility for the job getting done. That is what tank means. Oh, man. He's not happy. But what if they don't let you do the job? What if they don't give you the ammunition, recruit people, and throw sand in the wheels? I'm not going to say that. Just kill them and go live peacefully, quietly, and quickly. Later in history books, maybe they will say that everything could have been better. But, God, I'm doing a good job reading. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta just pat myself on the back. I'm not the only one in their way. Okay. All right, so what does that mean? That he's going on a limb saying that he is something that is in their way. He's causing them a bunch of issues. And he really believes that he's going to be killed, which ended up, we all know, he did have a price on his head. We all know Prigozhin had a price on his head, and it has been confirmed, which I'm pretty sure, yeah, here it is right here. Russians say that they've confirmed Prigozhin was inside the old plane crash. This is going on from Military Times. Wow. What is that on my screen? Can you guys see them booty cheeks clapping? What is it? Don't dress old. These are outdated styles that old women still wear. What in the world was that? What in the world was that? Russian authorities on Sunday, they confirmed the death of Wagner Group Prigozhin, putting the rest of any doubts that he was still alive. So today, he was apparently killed. Genetic testing was done on the 10 bodies recovered from the crash site, confirmed to the manifest for the flight Russian investigation committee. But they never said how he died. That's the other thing. They never said how the plane went down. Yes, he was on board. Okay, that's great. I mean, he probably needed to, but it says right here, the investigative committee did not indicate what might have caused the business debt to plummet from the sky halfway between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Oh, my God. The timing of this crash is actually raising some suspicion of the possible Kremlin-orchestrated hit, while Prigozhin, a chameleon-like background, allowed for speculation that he wasn't on the plane or somehow escaped death. 2 months ago, Prigozhin at 62, we all know he mounted a whole solid day-long mutiny against Russia's military. God bless. I don't know. Apparently, the Kremlin quickly cut a deal with Prigozhin to end his armed revolt. God bless, boys. God bless. There was also 3 U.S. Marines killed in an Osprey crash in Australia. Just found that out by scrolling down. What else out there? Oh, there's one F-18 crash. China sends more aircraft ships towards Taiwan after U.S. approved sale. God bless. See, this is great. I love doing this right out the gate. More than 30 aircraft from the People's Liberation Army and 9 Navy vessels were detected in the last 24 hours between 6 a.m. and 6 a.m. Oh, okay, well, That's good. Wow. All right. No one's really talked. Oh, my God. The booty cheeks are back. No one's really talked about what's going on in Taiwan for a little bit anyway. So that's not really a big concern of mine. We got our one of our main ladies. I don't know what she's talking about. Apparently, she asked Putin what's next in the military operation. I don't know anything about this. But let's go ahead and roll this thing, too. Last fall in the spring when we asked him the question, he said last fall. Oh, I love listening to her voice. What she said? What did he say last fall? Our plan is now to build the defense systems around our new territories. The Ukrainians are preparing for a counteroffensive, right? We're preparing to be ready for their counteroffensive, and then we'll see how the counteroffensive goes and what's next. That's what she asked Mr. Putin. Okay. I won't tell you what's next. Oh, wow, that was it. So that probably makes a little bit of sense. I'm just going to throw that out there. Who really, I mean, that's the strategy. No one even knows. They don't even know what's going on. Is she turning purple? One of the comments below is she turning purple. No, she's just hitting up the tanning bed pretty good. She is. It is kind of like a soap opera, though. I will give them that. It is. Now, this is another thing. This is kind of new, so we're going to go through this. Russian irregular formations remain willing to threaten and withdraw. All right, this is interesting. This one right here is pretty interesting. But beforehand, I'm actually going to talk about this. United Kingdom Ministry of Defense stated on August, which was yesterday, once again, August 26th, that the Russian forces may launch an operational level offensive in the Kupiansk and Lyman direction in the next 2 months. Wow. Next 2 months. So you're telling me, let's go to the big old map and scroll all the way up. So you're telling me that in the next 2 months, we're going to see operational movement in this area. So 2 months from now, August, September, October. So you're telling me moving into the winter months, the sloggy, groggy, nasty months is when they're going to kick off an operation in the north. That should pan out really well. Oh, okay. They've lost a little bit of ground right here. They've lost a little bit of ground. That is the Russians. Just a little bit, not a lot. Maybe this didn't actually, it wasn't confirmed. So I'm not going to say they actually took it. Nothing's really going on up in this area, by the way, guys. I'm going to slide all the way back down to my main area because this is the most important area down here right now. I just don't know. Tokmak is pretty far. Berdyansk, that is a stretch. My God. All right, let me peel back over to here. Now, Russian irregular formations will remain willingly to threaten the withdrawal from combat unilaterally despite recent efforts by Russian military command to purge and suppress insubordination. That is one hell of a sentence right there that was kind of a mouthful. Let's see here. Let's read this. What is this talking about here, guys? Sabotage and reconnaissance groups, a far-right Russian irregular paramilitary unit, announced on August 25th that the group will refuse to conduct combat missions inside of Ukraine until the Russian government secures the release of their commander and the founding member, who is currently in Finnish custody. Oh, I saw about this guy. How are they going to get this guy back? There is absolutely no way that's going to happen. What the heck? Ukrainian authorities requested the extradition of the gentleman from Finland to Ukraine, where he is suspected of various charges related to terrorism. I saw this. I think it goes all the way back to 2014, by the way. This group accused the Russian government of not meeting its obligations to protect Russians abroad by securing his release earlier and asked why. God bless. This is crazy. So the Russian government will not protect Russians. That's what this group is going out there indicating, which is very true. I mean, what did we just talk about here a second ago or show you guys? Video footage of them literally pulling crosses and putting what looked to be a road over a grave or a bunch of graves. Come on, what this guy shocked or this group shocked? They've indicated that is likely operating in the Robotyne. Oh my gosh, you're telling me right now they have a little bit of stuff going on, a little bit more drama going on in this Robotyne line. A critical area of the front line where the Russian military command likely cannot afford any units to rebel and refuse conduct combat operations. Ooh, I didn't know about this. The Russian MOD has notably previously struggled with insubordination and threats of desertion from Russian units in the western Zaporizhia region. Now, I can tell you right now, you know one of the reasons why they're having a little bit of issues when it comes to, what is the word, insubordination in this case? You know why? Because they keep bringing on all these different groups that aren't underneath their military umbrella. You probably wouldn't have any issues if you just stuck with your own men that you trained underneath your own flag and didn't have to bring in PMCs to fight your war. You wouldn't have any issues, correct? or you probably have some issues, but maybe not as many. This is great. That makes me feel a lot better, actually, about the whole Robotime area. Good. Scrolling through your orders, large gear, and insubordinate. I can't believe this is actually still something we're talking about to this day. Just the problem that they keep having the same issues over and over and over again. Let's just do a quick little search of what we got going on inside of Ukraine. I'll look at that. ISW, don't know if I believe that one so much. TalkMac, there's a couple things that have actually popped up since last looking. Drone footage captures firms. Okay, yeah, firms data in the last 24 hours. Overlay the current front line. So there's people like this who believe the current front line is actually expanded a little bit more east than ISW and or, well, most other mapping sources are. So those are the ones when I'm actually laying out some of these episodes, I'm like, we'll see how that goes. We already know about that. I can't show you guys that video. That video is wild, by the way. That video is wild. It really is. I can't show it, though. There's no way I can show that thing. Ukraine, gunship. That's great. I really just kind of want to see. There is a man in a woman's outfit. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention this. I forgot to even bring this up. The airfield right here. So Ukraine actually did hit a Russian airbase. I forgot to talk about this in Kursk. Okay, so they hit it with drones. They hit a Russian airfield with drones. So this 16 kamikaze drones targeted 4 Su-30s and 1 MiG-29. So here is the actual airface itself. And I don't know how, is there any more to go on here? Apparently they also hit an S-300 and 2 Panzer systems. So there you guys go. I don't really know how this attack was carried out. No other information. Don't know how true it is either, but I hope you guys do know this. I've seen this multiple times. Seems probably pretty plausible. Seems pretty real. It should be. Oh, wow. This is pretty wild. Look at this. Ukraine has become the largest minefield in the world because of the Russians. About one third of the country, 174,000 square miles, is contaminated with all kinds of mines and munitions. Wow. That's all the Baltic states put together. My God, I can't read the video, of course, because, oh, never mind, there's closed captions. But I pretty much just summed it up for you guys right there. That's crazy. My God, hold on a sec. I'm just sitting here peeling through some stuff here. I'm going to put this up on the main screen just for you guys to do this. Here's another one. This is by the same guy. This is Prigozhin stating, "You better kill me, but I won't lie. I have to be honest. Russia is on the brink of disaster. If these cogs are not adjusted, the plane will fall apart in midair." My God. You guys saw that? Well, that's pretty much what I have going on for today. I am going to be back every single day this week. I got a ton going on. We have a ton of stuff to go over. So expect Hardy to be back today, or to me tomorrow, the day after, the day after that. We're going to be crushing out some stuff for you guys. But thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I will catch you guys on another episode here, tomorrow.